Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Alan and Robin Ellis Show. And he just started pointing at me, and he's over there being quiet. Stop it.
What's the name of the show?
The Outdoorsman Radio Show.
Right. And what's significant about this date?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I really did forget. It's your anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
How many years?
31 or 39.
How about 32?
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I was stuck in last year.
You were what? You were stuck on last year. Who isn't? Jeez. So good morning, Chris. 2020 is almost done. Are you happy?
Chris is busy.
I think Chris has already taken a phone call. Well, okay, this is the beginning of our 33rd year here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. December 17th, 1988, we started. So, yeah, that's right. So we're starting into 33 years. This is 32 in the can, 33 coming up, 2021. 2020 has been a very challenging year for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. And, you know, we talk about it and we debated the overreach of the politics of COVID and that type of thing. But you got to remember something, folks. It's still out there. And when you're affected by it, you're affected by it. Now, this Saturday last year, the first day of late muzzleloader season, which it is today, and we invite anybody on the road to give us a call here at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680 if you're headed out. Love to hear from you if you're going muzzleloader hunting. But on the 21st last year, you became very ill for 3 weeks. Missed Christmas, missed New Year's.
I am Mrs. Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I know. You love Christmas.
And I can't get my mojo back.
Not after being sick last year.
Mm-mm.
And now we've got people in our world whose family is sick, and several members are not feeling well, and these are people close to us. So, you know, that's another concern. Here we are a year later. Now, I truly believe in my heart, and I don't know if you do, that you had COVID before it was actually COVID.
Mm-hmm. I do. My doctors have told me I did, so.
Yeah,
I believe it.
So
if I didn't have it, I don't want to have it because I've never felt that bad in my entire life.
Well, you had all the symptoms, the breathing difficulty, the high fever, the aches and pains. So that all went with it. So here we are a year later, and we are still in the same kind of boat. But I think we're learning to deal with it a little better. People have become more in tune with social distancing, wearing your mask, washing your hands, and that type of thing. And hopefully we can get this thing slowed down here pretty soon. I'm hopeful. So let's talk to George on the air. Good morning, George. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. I was wanting to comment about deer hunting, but being you're talking about the COVID.
Yep.
There's a lot of medicines that have, like, been used for virus treatment and things like that in the past.
Sure.
And they're not mentioning anything about that at all. And also there's alternative medicine, things like hydrogen peroxide, and other things. Melatonin actually will attack and kill viruses. But you don't hear any of this on
No.
the mainstream media. But these things really do exist, and on Sean Hannity's program, they had some doctors,
mm-hmm.
and they were using some of these older medicines. Ivermectin is one of them. That's being studied now, but that's used for a lot of veterinarians use that. It's an older medicine, but it kills viruses and parasites, and they said it looks very promising.
Good.
But you don't hear anything about these things, and I think that our public were being suppressed of this information.
Well,
and I think it's just horrible because there are things you can do. Now, my family doctor says, oh, there's nothing you can do. But I totally disagree. And I
sure. Even simply taking over-the-counter zinc tablets like Coldies or
yes,
Airborne or something
yes,
like that,
yes,
that and supplement with vitamin D.
Right, but there's a whole lot more if people will just get in and dig and search for this stuff.
Sure.
But many of these doctors are being suppressed. Their free speech has been curbed. And the clinic where I go in Annapolis, they actually do treat COVID patients with 60 milliliters of DIV ozone, and I think that's very effective. I go there myself, so they don't advertise.
Nope. Well, listen, let's talk about deer hunting for a minute.
What's that?
Let's talk about deer hunting for a minute.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I wanted to get on to that anyway. But I just wanted to share that because I don't know what to do.
Got it.
Anyway, I was wondering about, you had mentioned last week over here in Kent and Queen Anne's counties, about the reduction in the deer population. A friend of mine said that if it's so low that they may actually cut back on the amount of deer we're allowed to hunt next year. And another friend says, oh, no, that'll never happen. So I said, well, I really don't know. So wondering if you have any ideas on that.
Well, I really don't know. The regulations have already been set for 21-22. There won't be another meeting till February of 22 going forward to set the regulations because the stakeholders met in February of this year to establish the seasons for this year. This is when the primitive season came out. This is when the buck limits were actually reduced. This is when the seasons in the metro zone were increased. This is when the straight wall cartridges were discussed. So, you know, It's every 2 years when the stakeholders meet to determine the following two seasons. So 21 and 22 is already set. I don't know that there would be enough of an emergency in Maryland to, you know, with a reduced deer population to take a look at. I'm sure they're looking at those limits, but, you know, the 15-year deer plan has been finalized. There's a lot of stuff in there that deals with overpopulation of deer. And one of the questions I had at one of the stakeholders' meetings to Brian Eiler, who was on a couple weeks ago, was simply, has the agricultural community had increased input into the 15-year deer program more so than ever before? And he said, absolutely. So we know that the farmers who are always looking to kill more deer to protect their crops have had a more of an impact, I personally believe, than the hunters had on the 15-year deer program and on the deer population. So that's being said, and given the political nature of the powerful Farm Bureau lobby, we may be in trouble when it comes, you know, another 5-6 years down the road because, you know, these deer management permits are underutilized. That's what they say because they only get so many reported. But I can tell you that a lot of deer are getting killed, by landowners. And look, I understand a landowner wanting to protect his crop. I get it. I understand it. I understand it if you're doing your deer management permits the right way. You're filling them, you're reporting it, and that type of thing. But what I don't agree with are the ones that are the deer that are taken out in an unethical manner and not utilized, shot and left to lay, and that type of thing. So.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. But the fact that if the deer population would be greatly reduced, I think it would be a benefit overall. I mean, so many get less hit hit on the highway,
right?
And you know, the deer in people's yards and things
yep.
like that.
I understand.
So I think it would be a benefit overall if they. Well,
gotcha.
I know what you mean unethical. We hunt here a lot with the deer program. We got like 50 some deer last year.
Right.
But you know, we're feeding everybody with the deer meat and everything.
That's what you have to do. So.
Yeah.
Hey George, I got to move along. Thank you for your call, and I hope you got it. I wish you luck in the muzzleloader contest, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, you too.
Merry Christmas.
Joseph, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm getting ready to go out muzzleloading on this morning.
Well, that's good. I'm going out this afternoon. I got to decorate the Christmas tree here first, and then we'll head out to the woods this afternoon. I think I'm going to marsh today. So.
Yeah. Well, like that guy was talking, I hunt in Queen Anne's County. And, I mean, there's plenty of deer on the farm we hunt.
Yeah.
Down the street there, I could pull down there in the evening and see 300 deer in one field.
300?
Yeah. They don't even let people hunt there.
Yeah, well, see, there, that's the problem.
I mean, the fields are just full of deer.
Yeah. Yep. I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I'll just call, get the muzzleloader contest.
All right. Well, good luck out there.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Joseph.
Merry
Thank
Christmas
you.
To you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. JR. Good morning, JR.
Hey, good morning, Alan. And good morning to you, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
You and I have never talked. Alan and I have a couple of times.
Yep.
Over many years. I'm a youper from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Oh, man.
And we've had our share of problems on and off. And what I wanted to say is the issue of people that do the illegal hunting and so on, it really disturbs me. We had problems of our own in Michigan and cars getting involved with deers in I-75 coming up from Detroit towards the bridge.
Yep.
And, you know, there was a lot of takings at that point to keep from having people killed as well as the deers on the highway. And that's always bothered me.
Right.
But it's just one of those things, and I can't solve the world's problems. I don't have the physical stature that I once had by hunting, but I used to really hate the thought of going into the field and finding where somebody had shot a deer and left it.
Oh, yes.
That really got to me.
Yep.
So anyway, I've said my piece now. May God go with you and Miss Robin. I wish you well and continued recovery. And for everyone else, blessed and happy holidays. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you, JR.
You also.
I'm right back at you.
All of it.
God bless you.
Thank you, buddy.
And
take care.
Same with Robin. God bless you, too.
Thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, JR.
You too. Stay warm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, before we talk to Tony, I have to say something. Okay, 2 weeks ago I talked about having an unbelievable day on Friday where I was actually able to take a sick of deer stag in the morning and a beautiful whitetail buck in the afternoon. Never happened before. And I don't know how many people it's happened to in Maryland, but I thought it was a unique experience. And I forgot, on Facebook I did, but I forgot here on the radio to give credit where credit is due. And that is to God the Creator for providing these animals and for sending them to me. I look at any time I harvest an animal as a gift from God. And I just wanted to give him the credit and say thanks to God for this, those gifts that day. It wasn't anything I accomplished. I was just at the right place at the right time. So I wanted to clear that up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Tony. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well.
Just wanted to say congratulations on your 33rd year.
Yep, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
And, yep.
I'll be going out later today. I'm going to take my crossbow out. I'm It's archery only area. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Archery only for in Frederick County or in a suburban setting?
Liberty. Up
far. Oh, Liberty. Yeah. Okay. I got it. Yeah.
I'll take my crossbow out for a few hours this afternoon.
And wander
around. I always like hunting in the snow. It's different.
Yeah, we don't have any here. Hey,
could you bring some down here, please?
Yeah, I'd love to have 4 or 5 inches of snow to hunt in. Unfortunately, I think the marsh is probably going to be frozen. It's in the 20s right now here in Easton and down southern Maryland, or lower eastern shore. I think it's just as cold, 25, 28 degrees. So we'll see what that does to the sika deer. They don't like to move around on the ice in the marsh. So.
Yeah, well, the snow that we got up here is pretty crappy. It's, you know, snow with ice on top.
Ice on top, yeah. Well, you can hear them coming.
Well, that's the one good thing, and they're easy to track.
That's so true.
But,
that's true.
Yeah, it's not going to be great walking around. But
no, but you can see them at a distance.
Oh, yeah.
That's the main thing. So,
yeah,
so cool. I love hunting in snow.
Yeah. So anyway, just wanted to say hi, and thanks a lot. Thanks for all the time that you spent on the show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
From forever. So.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. Who's next? It looks like Peter. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. For you and your lovely wife.
Well, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. You know, back in the old days, I'm trying to figure out where I can find a headboat. Do you remember the old name, headboat, to go out?
They have them out at Ken Island.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ken Island, Ocean City.
Ocean City,
yep.
And Ken Island. They're still available?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I get the fishing report just about every week from... the captain in Ocean City. He likes to talk about. I'm trying to find it here. Let's see.
I actually have one. I could answer a question.
Monty Hawkins.
Difficult these days because of you know all the distancing and stuff.
Well, he's got the distancing thing figured out. He doesn't take as many people. He charges a little bit more, but it's called the Morning Star.
Morningstar, out of Lewis, Delaware?
No, out of Ocean City, Maryland.
Out of Ocean City, okay.
Yep, and the captain's name is Monty Hawkins.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So,
yeah.
The guys on Ken Island, I don't think...
I know you like to talk about, you know, hunting deer and so on.
I do.
You know, I know that very well.
Fishing's my forte.
I just target shoot, you know. And,
yeah.
At my club,
mm-hmm.
you know, Baltimore Game and Fish.
Yep.
You know, that's where I go to.
Yep. Me too. When I get a chance. So.
Yeah. But I don't shoot deer. I mean, I wouldn't even know how to clean a deer. To be honest with you, maybe a pig.
All right, Peter. Well, thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you very much.
You have a great
day.
All right. Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye. All right. I think we're going to take our first break. And we'll guess what? We're going to welcome back Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex.
And we are happy to have them
Happy to have them back. We wish them well. They seem to be doing good with the spray-on truck bed liners. I did have a note before I read the script. Bay Linex, for those of you who have Super Duty trucks with the new 3-inch hitch, Bobby at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie has ordered a good stock of these 3-inch hitches. So keep that in mind when you hear the phone number. Alan Ellis here. That's me for Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands and tackle boxes, crab pots, or tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call at 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle with Value Guard no rust protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray on truck bed liner today. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex, 410-455-0800. You know, Backyard Billy's, they got a lot of stuff in there for Christmas, Robin. You know that?
I didn't go in with you the other day, and now I wish I did.
Yeah, so do I. I wish you would. But I did notice that they made a trip from North Carolina the other day and restocked some stuff.
So what'd they get?
They got a bunch more of the poly tables and chairs, and they... You know, they have every type. I didn't. You know what I noticed? They have the standard picnic tables.
Really? Like the old-fashioned?
Yeah, the old standard.
You can't find those anywhere, and I like them.
I know. I like them, too.
Are the things attached or separate?
Attached. The benches. The benches are attached. But, look, for Christmas, for the grandkids, swing sets.
Next year.
Swing sets.
Next year.
Yeah, swing sets.
One more year, and that's what we're getting.
Storage sheds, if you want to clean out. You know?
Or put the grandkids in them?
Or put the grandkids in the shed, yeah. Well, I mean, they have the little decorated ones that kids can use for playhouses, too.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Okay. Two years from now.
Yeah.
We're going to hopefully have a grandkid in the next couple days.
So. Next couple days is right. So, But, I mean, and then the stoves. They've got the pellet stoves. I asked about pellets, you know, and I said, do you sell the pellets by the bag? Yes. Do you sell them by the pallet? Yes. Do you sell them by the ton? Yes. Well, a pallet is apparently 50 40-pound bags or 40 50-pound bags, so the pallet is a ton. Yeah, exactly. So they've got the pellets.
You mentioned them. I just turned our fireplace on.
Oh, I see that. Yep. And then the gas fireplace inserts, the grills, the Kamado Joe, the Big Green Egg, the pellet grills by Traeger, all great Christmas presents. You need to just walk around and... You know, if you know somebody who has a beach house and that kind of decor, you can certainly find something, some kind of gift for them. So, oh, and what was the call? What was the radio listener's name?
Jim.
Jim. We keep track of our listeners that go to Backyard Billy's, and we know Jim made a major purchase when he was in there the other day. So, Jim, if you're listening, call us and tell us what you saw at Backyard Billy.
And, Jim, look, and everybody, we appreciate it when you tell them that you heard it on here. We really do.
Oh, yes, we really do. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fire. Place. We'll be right back after these messages.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Dry weather but unseasonably cold today. Rain showers possible tomorrow. We're in out of the clouds today, near 40 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight, near 30. Scattered mainly morning showers Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy tomorrow. Not as chilly, low to mid-40s tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy in upper 40s on Monday. Sunshine mixing into the clouds, heading through both Tuesday and Wednesday. Afternoon highs in the upper 40s, overnight low down around freezing. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, that's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Well, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground.
You go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number.
You know
what?
I was saying earlier, I'm having a hard time getting my Christmas mojo back.
Yeah.
After last year.
Yeah.
Okay, it was rough.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners want to call in, tell us some of their Christmas traditions, whether it has to do with hunting or fishing or a wild game recipe that they eat every Christmas.
That'd be good.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You can help me get my.
Get your Christmas mojo going?
Get my Christmas mojo going.
Well, how about this? How about if I go hunting on Christmas Day?
Please, go.
Well, you're making the traditional family Christmas meal, so why don't you tell people what you make?
We make a shrimp. We call it shrimp chalet. It was something we made up name as kids. But every Christmas for, oh, I'm 57, so everyone I can remember, 54, 52 years or something, we have had this Christmas shrimp, which comes with cream of shrimp soup, Campbell's, which is hard to find now. And you mix it with condensed milk and sherry, cooking sherry, and curry powder over white rice. And that is our Christmas tradition. We cannot not have it. We are only having my mom and stepdad, my daughter and her husband and their son, and half a baby on the way. That's all that's coming. We're staying in our bubble. But we're still going to have that and a Caesar salad and maybe a little surprise dessert. And other than that, that's our Christmas this year. Usually we go all out, and it's going to be nice and family-oriented and homey this year.
Correct. Here's a recipe for you.
Go ahead.
Stuffing with oysters.
Oh.
Yeah, I like oyster stuffing.
Yes.
I do.
Delicious.
Stuffing with oysters.
Yep.
You know, I haven't had. Maybe Jason could make some stuffing with oysters. No, we're supposed to just have Caesar salad. Stop, Robin. I start seeing recipes online, and I'm like, I want to make that for Christmas.
I know. Did you tell them what we did with the stuffing, a little bit of leftover stuffing from the Thanksgiving meal?
No. Oh, yeah, we made stuffing waffles, Chris.
Okay, I could see how that works because, you know, you've got the syrup to offset the some of the spices.
Yep.
I mean, it's just like almost the same thing as putting syrup on your scrapple.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Yeah, actually, he's got me in. I don't do it all the time, but he does have me liking that taste. But we did it in waffles. And what do we eat with it?
Do we have eggs? Good.
Actually,
it was.
Hey, look,
Because the best part of stuffing is the crispy parts.
Yeah, okay? you just take the lump of stuffing and put it on the waffle iron and shut it. And
you had to add a couple extra eggs to it or something.
You could, yeah. But I'll tell you, it was good. It was really good.
We actually went out and bought, because we had a waffle iron, we buy lots of stuff we can't find.
So, this week I made a Sikadir meatloaf, and I did a couple things wrong, but here's the basic, I cooked it, A, too high heat, B, cooked it too long, and I did a couple other things, and I'll get into that. So what I traditionally...
But those crispy edges are really good.
I know. What I normally do with a venison meatloaf, because venison is so dry, I add onion soup mix. Now, I've always added Lipton onion soup mix, but Robin bought some Knorr, K-N-O-R-R, right? Mm-hmm. Onion soup mix. So I took a pound of ground Sikadir, added the onion soup mix, the Knorr onion soup mix. I added 2 eggs. I should have only added 1 egg, because what happened once I added the 2 eggs, I had too much juice in the meatloaf mix, so I had to keep adding panko breadcrumbs to it to get it to stiffen up a little bit. So I think next time I'll only do 1 egg and less panko. And I cooked too high. Oh, we were already cooking chicken thighs and some other stuff in the oven. And I threw my meatloaf in there at like 425. After that, I should have reduced the heat down to about 350 and only let it cook for an hour. I didn't even let it cook for an hour, but it was overcooked. So to compensate, I take a slice now, put some butter in the pan, and I fry it in butter and brown it a little bit. And it's crunchy, but it's good. It's really good, isn't it, Robin? Now, you like...
I like Sikadir, so...
Well, you even tried the whitetail tenderloin this year.
Yeah,
No, didn't care for that.
No, I couldn't do that.
Couldn't do that. Okay.
But my daughter gave me a bite of something.
Oh.
And she just sent me the recipe for deer pastrami.
Yeah, deer pastrami.
Oh my gosh, Chris, that stuff was so good.
Made out of backstrap. I'm going to have to.
I got the recipe.
I know, so did I. She sent it to me as well. So anyway, that's cool. So anybody, okay, we're going down that path. Any callers want to talk about that kind of stuff and still get in the muzzleloader contest, 410-922-6680. Anybody online, Chris? He's answering a call, so he's not talking. Well, that's good.
Which is good.
That's real good.
Even though we miss his voice.
Yes, I know. We do. So anyway, that's what, if you'd like to talk about that, or if you'd like to talk about muzzleloader season. What kind of combination of powder and bullet and, are you using Sabot? Are you using a patched round ball? Are you using a maxi ball? What are you using for deer in late muzzleloader season? Today, since I'm going for Sikadir, and I might have an opportunity, it depends on where I sit, for a little bit longer shot, I'm taking the CVA special edition with a 30-inch barrel, which shoots like a dream. All my CVAs are just so accurate. But I think I might not wait till the traditional season, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, where you can use a longbow or a recurve bow or a percussion cap or a flintlock. I have all of them. I may take one of my traditional muzzleloaders out during the late muzzleloader season and see how that works. I just might do that. And that would be a 50 caliber. I have a custom gun from Getz Barrel Company that I bought when I moved to Maryland back in the early 80s, okay? And it is a percussion cap. It's 50 caliber. It's got a beautiful swaged barrel. And I load it with 80 grains of black powder, 80 to 90 grains of black powder, and a patched round ball, 490 patched round ball. And it's extremely accurate. I've taken several deer with it. I've never taken a buck with it. So I may just carry that during the late muzzleloader season for whitetails. We'll see. So, but that would give me good practice for the traditional season for second, third of February, wouldn't it, Robin? What I also might take out is I have, well, the first muzzleloader I ever had was a Renegade, a Thompson Center Renegade. A little short, compact, like a carbine. Had it in a flintlock, 50 caliber. And I, when I worked at a gun shop, I actually bought two of them. One was flintlock and one was a percussion cap. 50 caliber in the percussion, or 54 caliber in the percussion cap, 50 caliber in the flintlock. So I've got both of those available as well. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do with those yet, but I'm anxious for that traditional season because I'm really looking forward to that. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And there is Mark on the line. Good morning, wise man. We think of you as one of the wise men. You got out of Maryland when you could.
Oh, gosh. When I'm one of the wise men, we're all in trouble.
Being you're wise for you're wise for leaving the free state.
Yeah, given a choice between smart and lucky, I'll take lucky.
There you go.
I just called to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Same to you, buddy.
Yeah, that, I don't know what to say about Maryland. I just don't. There's so many wonderful people there, and it's a great state.
No question.
So many wonderful features, but it's, you know, the government in Delaware is better, but it's not great.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
No question about that, but, you know, I get more and more disillusioned by our fearless leader every day. I really do.
Well, if you paid more attention to the governor of Delaware, you might feel better.
Wait a minute, this is coming from the man who wants you to wear a mask in the house.
Yeah. they're all bad. I mean, they're bad.
No question.
At some point, this, I think it was Mark Levin last night was talking about tyranny and how these people have become, he compared them to a wild animal that's tasted blood and can never be domesticated after that.
Oh!
And he didn't say, he said, well, now that's what you say, they're not wild animals, but like a wild animal.
Like a wild animal, yeah.
They have become drunk on power.
No question.
And, you know, forgetting the issue and the merits of what they're saying, that doesn't give them the right to tell people how to live.
That's correct.
And they...
I like to say they are... I like to say they are enamored by their own sense of self-worth.
Yeah, they are. And my personal opinion is when it comes to allocating the vaccine, politicians should be last. They're the most expendable. There's always another one coming forward to take their place.
Yeah. Yep. Well, how many millions of hardworking American workers have been deemed by some government agency as non-essential?
Yeah. And
I don't feel non-essential, but I wasn't allowed to do business for 3 months.
Yeah. And, you know, but I'll have to tell you, you're a small businessman. I am.
Yeah.
Every time a small business fails, that's a family.
That's correct. And maybe more than one.
Absolutely. Brothers, sisters, parents, children,
yep,
you name it. And all the people who work there. And
yep,
they're telling me that I can go to a big box store, but I can't go to buy a similar item of apparel at a small store. Who are they?
Or you can loot and burn, but yet you can't go to church.
Right.
Yes, and that gathering of looting and burning is okay because that's free speech. As long as you wear your mask, it's okay to destroy other people's properties. But you can't go and worship God with similar believers. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It's just a character flaw of theirs.
Can you imagine being in the capital of our state, Annapolis, Maryland, with all of its wonderful restaurants and all of its wonderful places to sit down and have a family dinner and eat? There's national chains, but there's a lot of local businesses that have been established over years and years and years. To have some power drunk county executive say, "You must stop. You must close your business." Despite the fact that you've done everything that you possibly could to keep all of your customers safe, no restaurant wants to kill its customers. You got to realize that people are taking this pandemic seriously, but they still want to remain in charge of their own lives and in charge of their own business. And then to have some tin pot dictator say, "You can't do that anymore." Who the hell are you, and who are you trying to save?
Well, it's like the guy running New York State. Well, I know what the statistic is. We all read the same stuff.
That's right.
1.43%. 1.43% of people contracted it at restaurants. That's the safest place you can be.
Yep.
And yet he takes it upon himself to close them after pushing more than 6,000 people with the virus into nursing homes.
Into nursing homes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And at least 6,000 innocent men and women died because of his policy. And that policy came out at the end of March when they knew better.
That's correct.
They wouldn't rescind it. And we don't even know the real numbers because they don't include the people who got it in a nursing home and then died in a hospital.
Yep.
Why isn't that guy being prosecuted as a mass murderer?
Yeah.
Really?
And I understand.
A book telling the world what a wonderful administrator he is.
Yeah.
Spare me.
Well, the example was set by a particular person that... in front of the nation said, you didn't build that small business. We did.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Yep. You didn't build that. Well, Mark, on that pleasant note, I think we're going to wish you Merry Christmas.
Well, the beauty of it is that we still, for the moment, we have our freedom of speech.
We do. And we can say what we're saying, and we can also have freedom of religion, which we can express our belief in God the Creator, and we can also express the fact that we have this season because of Jesus. The birth of Jesus is why we celebrate Christmas. Now,
and the people we're up against have a secular religion instead.
Exactly. Secular is absolutely right. It's called humanism, if anybody wants to look it up.
Yeah.
So, thank you, buddy.
Well,
appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Speaking of that.
You're wonderful people, and we'll be in touch.
Hey, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Mark.
Yeah.
Go out. Is it tonight? Was today the 20th?
No, tonight's the 19th.
Tomorrow. Starting tomorrow night.
2021-22.
The Christmas star will be able to be seen for the first time since
1226. Did you know that, Mark?
No, I did not.
You can go
it's
out
a conjunction
look.
Of two planets on the horizon that would form what looks like one planet, a bright star. You can see it tomorrow night. Monday night's the best night, and then Tuesday night as well. The conjunction right there on the horizon just after sunset. So right at dark is the best place to look.
Great.
And you can always Google Christmas star or, the great conjunction, whatever you want to call it.
Terrific. I'll go.
Yep. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
So,
well,
all right, buddy. Thank you for your call.
Wonderful Christmas.
You do the same.
You also.
Yep. Bye-bye. There he goes. Yep, Saturn and Jupiter are so close, and they're lined up with each other and the moon, that looks like the Christmas star, which I can't wait to see. So if you just look for Christmas star, you can find it. Christmas star 2020, the Great Conjunction 2020. It's all there. It's all over the news. So 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. While you're calling, we're going to talk about a couple of our sponsors, including Clyde Sports Shop. Now, for those, and our buddy Emmett went in there the other day and ordered
a new
muzzler.
Yeah, I know, I heard you
talking to him. Yeah, he did. So, Browning is having holiday savings now till the end of December. $25 on BPS shotguns, rimfire firearms. That would be 22s and 17s and things like that. And handguns. You can save $25. You can also save $50 on center fire rifles like the X-Bolt or the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, Synergy shotguns, and Silver shotguns. $75 on the A5, which we talk about a lot, and Maxis shotguns for waterfowl hunting. Then we've got $100 on Saturi shotguns, and they have a couple of beautiful models of Saturi, the 725 Sporting Clays model, and then the Saturi CXT, which is a great over and under as well. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Visit Clyde Sports Shop. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Alan Ellis here from Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, tools. Your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Give Bobby Hawkins a call at 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear, accessories, and even protect your vehicle with the new Value Guard No Rust protection. Do what I did. And have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray bedliner, Linex spray on truck bedliner and truck gear today. And as I mentioned the first time, Bay Linex Glen Burnie has the new BMW truck hitches, including the new Super Duty 3-inch hitch. So there you go. And we got to talk about our buddies at Backyard Billy's. Lots of stuff for Christmas. We talked a little bit about it the first break. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill for Christmas? Pellet Grills by Traeger, Big Green Eggs, Kamado Joe's are all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove for Christmas from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB, that's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, we're back. How about that? Of course, even warmly, we're just going to do a jingle and come right back. Let's talk to Mason. Good morning, Mason. Oh, Mason had to go. How about Norman?
Morning, Alan.
How are you, buddy?
Good. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, bud. What's going on?
I was wondering what your thoughts are on Baltimore City being able to control Liberty Reservoir and Pretty Boy Reservoir, specifically Mayor Brandon Scott, who on the second day on his job closed the boat ramps.
And well, really interesting.
Saying it was due to COVID. Right.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, it is, well, they did it in the spring. You know, it killed my annual fishing trip. You know, they did it in the spring. Look, there's no rhyme or reason for a lot of this stuff. It's a power thing, and I don't understand what the deal is. There's not a lot of social gatherings on the boat ramp. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're going to launch your boat and there's 10 guys lined up, guess what? You're not 6 feet apart. You launch your boat, you drive your truck back up, you get down in your boat, and the next guy does it. It's not like, you know, I mean, you might have a little bit of a conversation, but, you know, you're not sharing a meal. You're not hugging each other.
No.
You know, I mean, it's just dumb.
With that logic, you couldn't have anybody walking outside on the streets in the city, you know, and I guarantee you he's never stepped foot in Liberty Reservoir or Pretty Boy. He probably has no idea where they are.
Exactly. Well, they're the water source for the city, so I understand the control. But you know what? You don't get COVID by drinking water.
No.
Okay. So I don't understand it. I don't understand why they did it. I understand why you might close the restroom. I understand that. But I don't understand the boat ramp situation at all. I really don't.
Over the spring, they closed even just bank fishing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, fishing on Nicodemus Bridge or anything like that.
Yep, I know.
Or could he walk in a trail?
Yep. I get it, man. I don't know. Well, you know, unfortunately, we deserve the government we elect.
We didn't. Carroll County and Baltimore County definitely didn't elect him.
Correct. I get you.
But,
all right, Norman. Well,
yep.
Thank you, buddy. You're the last caller for the hour. Norbert, please hold on through the news, and I'm sure Chris will talk to you about that anyway. So if you're leaving us now and you're headed out to the woods, you're going hunting, you have a blessed Christmas. And, Robin, you have anything to say?
Everybody, get out, stay out, stay safe. Have a wonderful Christmas. Enjoy your family.